Happy to get that run test out of the way?
Yeah. Now it's just time to play some football, so it was good.
Jake, coming out, you passed up the big contract to stay another year in college, and you were adamant that the money didn't matter.
Yeah.
Arguably, this year is more important to your financial future than even back then. Does it change you at all on that aspect?
To be completely honest with you, I got to worry about my financial future after I was fortunate enough to sign the first contract I did. I did something wrong in managing my money to this point. So I have the ability and freedom to go out and play and enjoy it and play. And I tell you guys, I go out and try and win football games for our football team, and that's the truth. I've been fortunate enough. My wife and I have been smart with our money, and we have. We're fine. We don't have to worry about it. So I get the freedom and the ability to go out and play and have fun and play for this football team, truly.
But with a good year, you could be really fine.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not what I'm worried about. That's not what I care about. I care about winning football games and doing it with a good group of guys that I've gotten to know really well.
How is it different for you? You sort of had the really experienced guy with you the last couple of years. Charlie's been around but hasn't played a whole lot. Is it sort of a different dynamic in the quarterback room now for you?
I think everybody's personalities brings a little different dynamic in, so it's changed every year I've been here. But he's a guy that's been around the league a long time and been with guys that have been very successful. So I really enjoy being able to work with him and learn from him.
Don't you want to be the experienced guy, though, at some point, though? Are you looking forward to that when people are coming to you for
advice? Well, I mean, it's any time in your life, no matter what phase of your life, I think it's always beneficial to you to have somebody that you can learn from, somebody that's kind of going through it the same stages as you are, and somebody that you're able to kind of to teach and to help grow. So I'm thankful for this situation.
Jake, for those of us in the room who maybe haven't made the best financial decisions, did you turn it over to someone else? Did you get involved in that? How did you?
Yeah, we have a financial advisor, and you know, it was like I just, from the beginning, just feel very lucky to be in the situation we're in, and you know, we don't live outside our means if we don't have to, just because you can. I think that it gives you the opportunity to hopefully enrich the lives of others, and that's our goal.
What are they talking about the divisional reps, I guess, during training camp? Obviously, you want to get all the quarterbacks up to speed, but you especially as the starter, what's your expectation level there? How much work do you feel like you need in camp and in preseason games?
I feel like, you know, every year in camp, to this point, it's, you know, you take at least half the reps, especially in these first couple weeks. And then, you know, it begins to increase from there as we get into a little closer to game week. So I expect it to be similar to that. When I talked to you guys after OTAs and mini camps, I felt really good about where we were and where I was mentally and physically in this offense, and just hope to continue to build on that. No, I felt great. Really, really good running today. I felt strong. Didn't have any problems. I was, you know, planted off that foot every time I changed directions. And for the last month, it's felt really, really good. I haven't had no problems.
You're tired of answering those questions.
Yeah, you know, it does feel good. I promise you guys. So,
what's your sense of what needs to be different this year for this team to finally get back to the playoffs?
You guys know, you followed us. We're close. I mean, you look at last season, and I've said it I don't know how many times, but they have four games. We're winning in the fourth quarter. And if you win two of them, you're 9-7. Two of them were the Indianapolis games. You win those football games, we win our division. We host a playoff game. So that's how close this league is. And so we just need to find ways to finish those games. And then the games that we let get away from us, find ways to stay in them so that you have an opportunity in the fourth quarter. I think that the teams that are making it to the playoffs, you look at their season, go back and look at the games that they have played in, they're not always blowing teams out, but they're finding ways to win at the end. And that's what we got to do as a football team.
How much of a burden has it been on you to go from, you know, three different offensive coordinators in 4 years, and how much more ahead of the game you feel like you are now with Coach Michael as opposed to Palmer or Loggins heading to the year?
Yeah, you know, it's part of this profession. You know, you're asked to adapt to change, and I don't think that it's something that you can use as an excuse. It's part of it. Everybody does it. There's a lot of guys, I'm sure, that you could point that same thing out that they've gone through. So I'm just, like you had mentioned, I'm excited where we're at with this unit, with this group, in this offense. I thought that we mentally really did a good job of taking a lot of things throughout OTAs and mini camps and being able to go out and execute them at a high level. And, you know, just continue to build on that and work out even the smaller details of it now throughout camp.
Justin, Kendall will be your top three. What have you seen from the group behind them
There's a lot of depth in that receiver room this year. I think you guys have seen it. You know, you've been out at practice. There's a lot of depth, a lot of guys that bring a lot of different assets to our football team and have some different strengths. So I think that, you know, that position, how that all shakes out will be really interesting and really beneficial to our football team.
The NFL, I mean, it's a team sport, but it's such a quarterback-driven league. How much do you feel like you have to step forward and be the guy to lead this team where you want it to go?
Yeah, I think that there's a reason that the quarterback is asked to be the leader, and that's a role that I'm excited about the opportunity to embrace, and it hasn't changed how I approach it. It hasn't changed from the first time I stood up here and talked to you guys as far as going out and letting my actions speak. But I do feel at this point now, this coming into my fourth year, I've earned some earned the respect of the guys in that locker room, and I feel like they'll listen when I say things. And so, you know, I get the opportunity to pick and choose times to speak up a little more now and maybe be a little more vocal than I have in the past.
How much input did you have in developing an offense that kind of suits your skills more and works better for you?
You know, at the beginning, it was just kind of, we installed some things and said, you know, let's go out and run them and see how you feel about it. And I'll give this coaching staff a lot of credit. They pushed me and asked me to do some things that I really wasn't comfortable doing at first. And now I love it. I'm really excited about it. And I think that it's allowed me to have more ownership of this offense. So, you know, the credit goes to them to kind of push me to maybe where I didn't even feel comfortable. Throughout the OTA and mini camp process, became very comfortable with what we were doing offensively and really opened it up to what we can do.
What are some of those things that push you to do?
Just the knowledge, just understanding more responsibility at the line of scrimmage with the protection calls, with possible play changes, the no huddle stuff that we've been doing. So, you know, those things where there is a little bit more of a responsibility on the quarterback, and I really enjoyed it. I thought that it was something that worked well for us throughout the off-season practices and look forward to be something that's beneficial for us throughout the year.
Jake, how good do you see the O-line playing in front of you, not just the veteran guys but also the newcomers?
Yeah, it's another strong point for us, I think. We got a lot of guys that have played in a lot of different places and are here now, and played at a really high level. So it's a group that's a strong group of veterans with a really talented group of younger players, and I think that's a good combination because you got guys that have been there and done that and can show those guys what it takes to be successful at this level. And then, you know, those young guys get the with the athletic ability that they bring, you know, they get to watch these guys work and prepare, and that's only going to benefit them.
Was Bishop a guy you paid attention to a lot being a fellow
Yeah, I pay attention to every time I get the opportunity to watch the Huskies on Saturday. I take advantage of it, trying to record the game if I can't watch it. And, you know, I still try and follow him as much as I can. And so I watched quite a few games when he was playing there. And just always, you know, the one thing about him, he was always there. He was always on the field, and he, you know, have 30 carries a game. And just seemed like every week he was doing it and running for 150, 200 yards. And it was impressive to watch, and so I'm excited about the opportunity to hand the football off to him.
Thank you.